Arm Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast here to share a winning strategy for Father's Day from our partners at Sterling Roastery. If your dad treats his morning coffee like a pregame ritual, you need to introduce him to the Sterling Roastery lineup. This isn't that stale, over-roasted stuff sitting on our grocery shelf. Sterling roasts their beans multiple times a week for unbeatable freshness. The smart play? A coffee subscription. He gets to choose his grind, from French press to espresso, and his favorite roast, depth. It's a world-class lineup of Java that shows up like a reliable veteran on a perennial powerhouse team. Go to sterlingsoap.com and set him up. He'll thank you with every cup. That's sterlingsoap.com.
You know, 2025 has been a very inspirational season in the college and professional game, as it is making history of the game come alive. And it's some record-setting numbers, some great people that are playing the game, and some things are really reminiscent of great times in history. We got this and more coming up on today's podcast in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And welcome to another sort of free-balling podcast here, as we're going to talk about some current topics and how they fit into history. And I'll have to tell you, I was really inspired by the Pro Football Reference. It sent out their newsletter this morning, December 3rd, and it had just some tremendous numbers that really caught my eye, and some stories that came on. Now, first of all, we're talking about the Patriots being the number one seed right now in the American Football Conference. Now, that doesn't sound like that big of a deal, because they did it for so many years when Tom Brady was there. But this is the fourth time in history that the Patriots have won 10 or more games in a season. And it's the first time without Tom Brady. At the helm is Drake May, a second-year quarterback who has just really taken the league by storm. A first-year head coach in New England, even though Mike Vrabel coached elsewhere and was in the Patriots system. But it's really amazing what the Patriots are doing this year to only have two losses. And it's really something. And you go down through the top quarterbacks in 2025 through 13 weeks. Drake May is at the top of the passing leaders. He has 3,412 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, and is just off the charts. In second place is Dak Prescott of Dallas. Patrick Mahomes is in third, so he's still pretty relevant. Matthew Stafford is lighting them up in fourth place. And Daniel Jones is in fifth place. How do you feel about that, Giants fans? Daniel Jones, fifth place on there. So just some great things going on there. And last year, we talked quite a bit about the rushing game in 2024. You know, we had Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry just running wild and running amok, setting all kinds of different records. Well, this year, through 13 weeks, we have some new cats up at the top here. Jonathan Taylor, who's no stranger to being in the top five of rushing. He is the leader, almost 1,300 yards rushing so far, 15 TDs. James Cook of Buffalo, he is well over 1,200 yards rushing. Devon Achain of Miami is over 1,000 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs is over 1,000 yards. And actually, he's another source that is in the newsletter today of the Pro Football Reference. Shout out to them. That he is climbing up the Lions' all-time charts for running backs. Yeah, he's getting up there with the greats. You know, of course, first place on that list of all-time Detroit Lions rushers is Barry Sanders, who, you know, had 15,269 yards. Billy Sims had a short career, four seasons. He's on that list. And then you have some guys that maybe you remember, maybe you don't. Dexter Bussey, Mr. Taylor, and James Jones, Petrosante. Jahmyr Gibbs is in seventh place right now. And this is a young dude. This cat is really racing down the field and making some magic happen. Jahmyr Gibbs, somebody to watch here. He just passed Ace Gutowski from, you know, almost a century ago, and Mel Farr, who played, you know, decades ago. So, yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs, watch this guy. Watch Drake May. These guys are really going to the top of the league here in what they do. And some things that really made me stand out and shout out and say, oh my God, were some receptions that we saw in week 13. You know, I don't know how they did it, but, you know, first of all, sitting there and watching Brock Bowers, a tight end, you know, a big blocking dude, supposedly, that's the stereotype of a tight end. This dude catches a ball that looked like it was going to be short hopped by Geno Smith, and somehow he reaches a hand down underneath it and grabs it, you know, bends down. I don't know how you bend down that far as you're moving forward. Makes a reception and makes a play on the ball. Brock Bowers, you know, unbelievable catch week 13. Another one that I thought was just unbelievable was Puka. You know, Puka Nacua just had, you know, Stafford had a sort of an off pass, and somehow Puka one hand cradles this thing, brings it in. You know, if you didn't see the game, you haven't seen the highlights, you got to tune in. You know, both Bowers and Puka's catches. And a third one that happened in week 13 was Kenny Gainwell, the Pittsburgh Steelers. A little, you know, flood pass out, you know, to the running back. Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw a very good pass. He's under duress, of course, from the Bills. And this ball looks like it's going to short hop. And Kenny Gainwell one hands the thing on the run and gets a big gain out of it, gets a first down for the Steelers in that game. Really saved a drive there. Didn't help them much with the overall scoring and winning the game. But, man, three unbelievable catches. Takes you back to the Odell catch or the, you know, Tyree's helmet catch. These were maybe more spectacular than those catches, these three, because they're pretty amazing that these guys are doing. So history is being made even in the modern game. And, you know, we're sure enjoying to watch it. We have some great games on tap for week 14. Ed Cleese and I went over them last night in our big, bold predictions. So I'm not going to regurgitate those. The college game is really getting exciting. We have some bowl championships coming up this week. You know, I know Army Navy is coming up here real quick. You know, they're starting to seat teams for the college football playoff. And the college football playoff and the bowl championship series, you know, they had a little bit of time here, you know, on a little bit longer than I was thinking, especially for the college football playoff. So I was sitting there thinking, okay, you know, they've had the Big Ten the last 2 years win the national championship. You know, Michigan did it 2 years ago, Ohio State last year. Ohio State's looking like world beaters again this year. You know, it's going to be hard to see who can knock them off, you know, off their pedestal. Maybe Indiana this week in the Big Ten championship, who knows? But, you know, the Big Ten has been pretty dominant lately. And it seems like, you know, long ago when it was the SEC was a championship. But there's only 3 years removed from that. And if you look at the college football playoffs, out of those 11 games that have been played, or 11 seasons we have college football playoffs so far, not counting this year, the SEC captured six of those 11. Pretty big number there. You go back to the bowl championship series, they had nine of those. They dominated both those things. Southern football at its best, you know, when you have the Alabamas and the Georgias and the Floridas of the world just wreaking havoc you know, Auburn and you know, in there too. And it really is amazing to look at that. So I think we might be with these super conferences in their second year, might be another SEC and Big Ten battle here in the college football playoffs. But let's not count out some of those teams from, you know, that people aren't talking about, because maybe there's some surprises in there. Maybe, you know, you might see somebody rise up, or maybe it's one of these teams that aren't in the championship of their respective conference. You know, maybe an Alabama makes it in and makes some noise, or Ole Miss in the SEC. You know, possibly, you know, you could have somebody, you know, come out of nowhere like an Oregon that's not in the championship of the Big Ten. And you never know what's going to happen here, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, to read about, and talk about next week after these games are played and get into these college football playoffs. So let's enjoy the weekend. Enjoy football for what it is. Got another great week coming up. And till next time, everybody, have a great Gridiron Day.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, everyone. There's a new podcast in town, Statman and Robin. We are the dynamic duo of Baltimore sports history.
We have lots of stories to tell about the great and not so great teams and players in Baltimore's rich sports history, and some of the more obscure ones too.
We grew up together with these teams and players, and we'll add our experiences to these great stories.
Yep, we were there for a lot of them. Join us here on the Sports History Network.